Hey, Jeff Bezos, you make $8 million per hour, but you pay $0 in taxes? What the f***? $8 million you're talking about isn't my income. It's an increase of the Amazon shares I own.
Exactly. And in Jeff's case, he's simply using the tax system that's been legislated for him to his advantage. And if you don't do that, then you're crazy too.
Do the rich people cringe and say, don't tell them that, Robert?
Yes, yes, yes. Don't tell people what you know. My father was the head of education. I go home and ask him, so why don't we learn about money in school? And he looked at me and said, because the government doesn't let us teach that subject.
It's so true. You've got to learn how to break out of the matrix 9-to-5 system. It's imperative. And guess what? I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. I'm going to be doing reactions to hopefully some intriguing videos, and hopefully this starts a lot of controversy. Let's do it.
Hey, Jeff Bezos, you make $8 million per hour, but you pay $0 in taxes? What the fuck? Well, I don't make any money. What? Okay, look, the $8 million you're talking about isn't my income. It's an increase of the Amazon shares I own.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you still made a profit. You've got to pay taxes on that. No, as long as I don't sell my stocks, I don't have to pay anything. Well, you're going to have to sell it eventually. How are you going to get money then? Whenever I need money, I go out to the bank and take out a huge loan.
Well, let's just stop right there because he just touched on something that I'm absolutely passionate about, which is not destroying the complete system. And right now, the current Labor government wants to bring in a tax on unrealized gains. So right there when he said the stock price has gone up and you haven't paid tax, yeah, it's because he hasn't sold the stock. So therefore, he hasn't realized the profit or the loss. And so therefore, you can't be taxed. And now, I would just urge you, do not vote for the Labor government. They're going to cripple this economy even further than they already have. But if you love Albonomics, I guess, if you love high prices, then keep Albo.
And since debt is tax-free, I don't have to pay any taxes yes. on that. Well, how are you going to pay off that loan then? I'll take out an even bigger loan to pay off the previous
yes.
loan. How are you going to pay the bigger loan then? I'll take out a loan even larger than that and do the same
yep.
thing. Wait, you're going to keep doing that? Till when? Until I die. So you won't ever pay taxes in your entire life? How do the banks allow this if they know you're going to keep taking out loans? Well, the banks get their interest paid back from the loans, and I get to save billions in taxes. So it's really a win-win situation. How does the government allow this? You guys wrote the tax code, not me.
Look, the government did write the tax code. But honestly, you would not want to give the government any more than is necessary. And in Jeff's case, he's simply using the tax system that's been legislated for him to his advantage. And if you don't do that, then you're crazy too.
If you're going to make millions and millions and millions and millions in e-commerce, you're going to sell some weird fucking product that if you're at a dinner party and someone says, oh, what do you do for a living? You don't want to say that you sell glow-in-the-dark teddy bears.
Or you don't want to say you sell dildos.
Everyone has this idea of e-commerce, like, oh, I'm going to get into e-commerce and I'm going to start the next jewelry line. Or I'm going to start the next successful clothing
yeah,
line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're not. Like, that's the reality of
yeah.
the successful e-commerce.
That's fascinating. When I got into e-commerce, I started selling what I thought was what I liked, which was automotive type products. And it didn't work out. And I never ever thought I would end up selling healthcare products amongst other things. So sometimes you just don't know what you're going to end up selling. But I can tell you what, I just want to sell whatever sells. And so should you.
Do the rich people cringe and say, don't tell them that, Robert?
Yes, yes, yes. Don't tell people what you know. Right. Keep them poor. My father was the head of education, PhD, all that stuff. I go home and ask him, I said, why don't we learn about money in school? And he looked at me and said, because the government doesn't let us teach that subject.
I've got to stop it right there. This is such a bugbear for me. It's so true. Robert, who wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad, a book that you must read, fundamental to anyone going into business or entrepreneurship. He is so true. He is right in the sense that the school system is geared towards keeping you dumb down. They don't want you to know how to use the money / the tax system to your advantage. And this is the travesty of the education system. And my mother was a school teacher and she did her absolute best and she taught well, but she's constrained by the system, which doesn't allow teachers to teach what really, really counts. Because you know what? Most of the teachers don't even know what's right as well. You've got to learn how to break out of the matrix 9-to-5 system. It's imperative. And guess what? The information is actually right in front of you. All you need to do is go onto YouTube and start searching how to break out of the matrix, and there'll be a plethora of information there to help you get out of the system. Hey guys, I just want to break away from the episode for just one moment and let you know that I've just launched the Amazon Launchpad mini course. Now, this is designed for people who want to get started on Amazon really, really fast. But guess what? I can get you launched your first product on Amazon with just 5 hours. You just have to click on the link below, join my community, and the course is absolutely free. All right, thanks guys, and back to the episode.
So I made a completely new channel. The second video got 500,000 views in like 2 weeks.
That's wild.
But the video ended up making about $5,000. And then from there, like, I just never stopped uploading, bro. So all YouTube automation is, it's just a faceless way of doing YouTube. Without creating the videos or ever showing your face on camera, all you're doing is going on freelance sites like Upwork, Fiverr. All these freelancer sites have script writers, video editors, voice actors, and thumbnail artists, right? And so you build this team to basically produce the content.
This is so powerful. You could actually make money without even putting your face on YouTube, like what I'm doing right now. I'm putting my face on YouTube, but you can do it without putting your face on YouTube and automate the whole process and monetize that channel. And it could make you millions of dollars. This guy is onto something here. And I tell you what, I'm on the verge of going down this path myself, because after now doing e-commerce and Amazon for so many years, there's some other business models that I'm really interested in that can help grow my wealth, but do it with less friction and less inventory and potentially less mistakes. Go check him out.
Hey, excuse me. How much money do you make a year in New York City?
I make over 6 figures.
Oh, wow. Can I come to work with you today?
Yeah, sure. I'm about to head to the warehouse right now.
What is this place?
This is the warehouse. This is all the deck you have. This is Ciroc.
So I'm finished eating. So if you keep crumbs on my face, don't make fun of me.
How'd you get started into Amazon FBA?
I started out doing retail arbitrage. And what retail arbitrage is when you drive to the store, to retail stores, and you buy products off their shelves. So I used to drive to the Nike outlets. I used to scoop all the shoes off their shelves. Day to day, usually from 9 to 5, I'm looking at catalog, searching for profitable items to buy, and then 5 to 9, I'm at the warehouse prepping stuff.
What's the most fulfilling part about doing what you do?
Getting to be your own boss and making money in your sleep. I realized that you don't even have to do any of the branding and marketing yourself. You can just take a brand that already sells very well, and you can buy it in bulk, and then just plug and play. It's that simple. You can make money from well-known brands that you already buy and love.
Look, this is one way to make money online, and I take my hat off to this guy for doing it, the retail arbitrage. Just like he said, there are some issues with it, of course. One is that you're now competing with other people who are selling the exact same brand. What I like to do is find existing brands where I can get exclusive distribution, and I'm the only one selling that product in the marketplace. Now, that is a winner.
A lot of people aren't going to like this one. Poor people usually spend their money and invest what's left, whereas rich people invest their money and spend what's left. And here's the kicker. You can have very little money, but still have a rich mindset. It's just about the philosophy.
I really like this guy. I've been seeing him on social media recently. He's definitely worth a follow. He comes up with some really, really good quality information that'll help get your mind thinking. Check him out.
Let me show you how to take a side hustle or an idea and turn it into a company.
Ooh, okay.
Level one, proof of concept. Sales go directly into your personal account. You have no protection, no tax benefits, no write-offs. Nice, you made it to level two. Form an LLC, tax as a sole prop, and open up a business bank account. Money comes into the business, the LLC, and then you can take write-offs and expenses. Pay yourself by taking an owner's draw. Now you have the protection of an LLC. My personal favorite, level three. Time to form a holding company, an LLC, taxed as an S-corp, owned by you. Sales flow into your business, which is now a disregarded LLC. This company is now going to pay your holding company a management fee. Your holding company is going to pay you a salary and quarterly distributions. This allows you to avoid self-employment taxes and take advantage of the low corporate tax rate. Be good to future you.
This is a pretty novel idea, of course, geared towards Americans. You can do something very similar in Australia using trusts, but it does get very complicated, and you absolutely have to check with your own accountant before you set anything like this up, because it can incur a lot of accounting fees as well. So not for the faint-hearted, but definitely something that you should look into if you're going to become a multi-millionaire Amazon e-commerce seller. And I know you're going to do that.
If you buy a property in a super fund, if it's residential, you can't live in it, you can't, your mates live in it, it's prohibited in it. But if you buy a commercial property or a business property in a super fund, you can. So you run your business premises area, retail operation there. And you think that through, you go, well, if I've got a business premises, I mean, my workshop or my surgery or wherever it is, and I'm paying rent to myself, because you pay rent. So you as a mechanic or as a doctor or your company pays rent to your own super fund. On the one hand, you're getting a tax deduction for that. Your rates inside the company rates 25%. The super fund gets that money in there, it's probably paying tax maximum 15 on the earnings of that money. So it's pretty easy math to work out. You're making 10% at least on the changeover. And then over time, you pay less tax when you sell it.
Absolutely genius. Of course, if you want to buy property in your super fund, you may or you may not want to do that. It's completely up to you. But make sure you check with your accountant to see if it's going to be the right fit for you. For me personally, I've kind of steered away from property. I've actually bought a whole stack of property in my lifetime. I'm now moving to more digital. And just in case you don't know, B for Bitcoin. All right, guys, thank you for tuning in to that episode of Reactions. I hope you enjoyed that. Probably not so controversial as I thought it was going to be, but all in all, great fun. All right, guys, thank you so much. See you in the next episode. Take care. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.